The Chasm is a standalone work of fiction, shorter work of fiction, which is derivative of the larger work, Edge of Eternity. So those who have read Edge of Eternity will recognize Nick Seagrave, and they will realize, okay, this is the same guy, and part of this story overlaps with what I saw in Edge of Eternity. But the story becomes very different when it is a standalone because it's not only much shorter, but it doesn't deal with a lot of the things that the larger book deals with, a lot of his adventure in this other world. But it cuts to the core of a redemptive allegory that involves the woodsman, this great figure who walks across this huge tree that crosses a chasm that is just unbelievable in its depth and its width, its breadth. There's no possible way that any human being could cross it. And why would they want to cross it? Because they see glimmering, shining on the other side, a beautiful city and natural wonders. And something in them just longs to go to that place. But again and again, they go down dead-end streets, cul-de-sacs, roads that just take them nowhere. And then finally, they see that all roads ultimately end to the edge of this precipice, this chasm, and that they have no hope of getting to the other side until the chasm crosser comes, the woodsman comes and fells a tree and walks across, and that's basically where the story goes.